We're learning Maseches Erevin Daf Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday that according to Abaye b'Shem Rav Nachman, there are two types of amas. There's an amah that's five tefachim big, and there's an amah that's six tefachim big. And we go l'chumra every time. Rava is an agree to Abaye's memra that there's two type of amas, but he's not going to say that the five and six. He's going to say they're both six tefachim. And it's a different difference. Rabbi Mishra Rav Nachman Amar, call Amos Ba'amah Ba'ashisha. All Amos, when we count Amos, it means six tefachim Amah. Ela halolu seichakois, valolu atzvois. One are seichakois, which means like lashon laughing, and one is atzvois, lashon of being sad. What's the vart? The vart is like this, that a tefach is four etzbois. That's how much a tefach is. But there's two ways to count etzbois. Either tight together, four fingers together like this, which is like lashon of being sad, or seichakois, which means a little bit open, that's like being happy. So it'll be a little bigger. So it comes out that they're both, every amah is six tefachim, and every tefach is four etzbois. But how to count the etzbois would be a very small difference. And the Rashba says the difference between seichakois and atzbois is a half a etzba, one half a etzba, which is around 2% bigger. That's the whole difference. One half a etzba is the difference between the two. So that's Rava, so that's two Amas. And according to Rava, just like we said before, that by Sukkah and by Mavui, we'll use the smaller one. According to Rava, also use the smaller one. And by Kalayim, use a bigger one. You always go to Chumra, you have to use a bigger one. And the Ritva speaks out, the Gemara could have asked all the kashas the Gemara asked before on Abaya, like that we find that there's a Chumra also by saying six by Mavui and by Sukkah. Could have asked that Rava also, the same Tarets, that means Rav Amas. Zog Gemara, Meisvei. Have a kasha on Abaya, Meisvei. It says in a braisa, "Kol amos shom rokom of amos basisha." All amos in Shas always means amos basisha. Always means six tefachim. Vashal yem chavonis, but they're not all exactly the same because, like we said, some of them are seichakos, some of them are atzvos, and that means not exactly the same. They're a little different. Some are bigger, some are smaller, but it's always six tefachim. Vishlam el Rava. But it means that some are bigger, some are smaller, some are tighter, some are looser. But it's always six tefachim. That's kol amos is six tefachim. Elo la abaya kasha fi abaya tshver. What's going on? Fi abaya, abaya said it's five and six. Here it says all of them are six. Amalach abaya, eme will say amos kalayim b'amos b'ashisha. You know how you read this braisa? Kol amos shomer chom of amos yisha means by kalayim. Vashlo yimachav, this means that they are that by bashisha they're not exactly the same because this is bashisha that's bas chamisha. Break the marva, it can't touch like that. But mutani sefer roshim milam kol amos shomer chom be kalayim be amos bashisha or vashlo yim shomoyis. Roshim milam speaks that clearly that all amos by kalayim are six, but they're not much shomoyis. Because it means that they're seichakos, they're bigger. Mechlal, Tanakama, Kol Amos Kama. If Roshim is arguing with Tanakama and says Kol Amos Shomachom Bekalayim Amos Bashisha, means that the Tanakama is saying all Amos are Bashisha. So if you buy it, Shver, again from the Tanakama, it says that all Amos in Shas are Bashisha. Mechlal, Tanakama, Kol Amos Kama. I'm like, Abaye, but love me, Yikar Shomachom Bekalayim Amos Bashisha. What do you want from me? Okay, so Roshim Gamil is like me. I'm like a Shemim Gamil. It says that only by Kalayim it's Bashisha, everywhere else Bas Chamisha. Another Amri Gashim Gamil. So the Gemara says, "Labaya badi tanoi." So if you abaya, it's badi, it's a tanoi, it's machlokes tanoim. If all amos are bashisha, or only by kalayim it's bashisha, everywhere else is bas chamisha. The question is, "La rava milei mitanoi." If you rava is a tanoi, what's the pshat in the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is like this: the Tanakama is for sure like rava. The Tanakama says all amos are amos bashisha, all amos are shas. Shimon Gamliel says only kalayim. So Hakav Shemuel stim like Rava. So the question is, maybe Shemuel just explaining what it means of Vach Loyim Chavnos. The Tanakama said all Amos are Bashisha, but they're not exactly the same. Kum to Shemuel and says that I'll explain it to you. By Kalayim, even though it's Bashisha, it's not much Shemuel, it's Soichakos. It's Soichakos. So maybe Shemuel is just explaining the Tanakama, not arguing the Tanakama. It'll come out Rava's a Kuyama. And we'll see what the Lashon in Shemuel's little Shver, why he mentions Kalayim, Amos, Bashisha. We'll see in a second that question. But so the question was: the Rav Milay Metanoi. I'm like Rav No. Shem Gamil also Shminon Amos Kalayim and Tzamsim. Shem Gamil is explaining Tanakam. It's saying Amos Kalayim don't make it Metzumtzum. Don't make it atzvos. Make it sarechkos. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, that's what Shem will come to say. Amas kalayim lo yitzamtzim. It should have said amas kalayim. Like to explain Tanakam. Tanakam says call amos shomachom v'amos pashisha v'asher yichabnes. Hashem will should explain kalayim is the one that's not mitzamtzim. That's the one that's bigger. All in the sixth tvachim, this is bigger and this is smaller. Like we said, there's a half atzbar between. This is that's the one that's soichai kois, which means bigger, and not atzvich, which is tighter tvachim. So why do you have to speak out? Amas bashisha mutemai. Why do you speak out? Amas bashisha. Lav lemute amas sukav amas mavi. Coming to exclude probably amas sukav amas mavi. There it's bas chamisha, and it's smaller amas, and it comes out of chumra, and it's smaller amas. The world loy. Lemute amo yisoid va amas soivev. We're coming to exclude really all amos are amas six. There is a amo out there that's only five tvachim, and that's the amo yisoid va amas soivev. And we'll explain momentarily what that means in a second. First, let's read the pasuk. Then we'll explain what it means amos yisoid va amas soivev. And it's also another thing, the amos of the keren also. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, ve'ela midos hamizbeach. Ba'amois, ama v'tafach. The way the Rashi learns is the second pshat, and that's the Tosfos learns, so we learn that pshat. Tosfos second pshat, Tosfos pshat, and Rashi's second pshat, because Rashi was chayze. Well, it means like this: that the midas of the mizbeach, which means the top of the mizbeach, which was 20-25 amos bigger, according to the pasuk in Cheskel, that used regular big amos. Ba'amois, what type of amos? The ama that's ama v'tafach. The type of amma that's an amma v'tafach, which means it's the five tvachim amma plus a tafach. So everything, all those midas there were the six tvachim amma. Then the pasuk says v'cheika amma, and the Gemara will explain what this means. V'cheika amma v'amma rochav v'gvula svasa saviv zera se'echad v'zeh gav mezbeach. Four things. You have v'cheika amma v'amma rochav v'gvula svasa saviv zera se'echad v'zeh gav mezbeach. These four things are going to be the smaller amma. What are these four things? Cheka Amma Zay Yisoid. Cheka Amma refers to the Yisoid. Now, the way the Mizbeach was built was, you could picture like a big box, 32 Amas by 32 Amas square. On top of that, they put another box that was 30 Amas by 30 Amas. On top of that, higher up, where it was a Soivev, was 28 by 28. So it comes out, after one Amma, it went in an Amma. After five Amas, it went in an Amma. That's when they walked around to make the Zrika. Then on top of the Mizbeach, it was the Koranas coming out on top. The top of the Bech was 28 by 28. So the first Amma is the Yisoid. Zechagav Zeh Yisoid. So the Yisoid went with the five Tvachim Amma. What does that mean? Rashi speaks out. If you look at the first wide line of Rashi, Rashi's first wide line says, the Amma Yisoid, the Ka'amri, Biktana, that we said, that small, Lav Beroichav Knesis Yisoid, Ela Begoiva Al Yosei. It's not talking about the indentation, the horizontal part, that was taka six tvachim amma. It means the height, the height of the yisoid from the floor of the Mikdash until that one amma yisoid was five tvachim amma. So that's chek amma. And it's called chek, Rashi says before, because that's like that's the yisoid. Chek means like the lap. It means like the yisoid of the whole mizbeach. Va'amma racha was that zes soivev. That's a soivev. And on that, it means different than the Yisoid. It means the Knisa is Amma Katana. Like the third line, the same Rashi is Va'amma Soivev Knisa Dila Ba'amma Katana. There it means the Knisa is five Tvachim Amma. So by Yisoid it means the height, and by Soivev it means the horizontal. V'gvula El Svasa Savev Elo HaKronis. The Gvula Svasa Savev is also the smaller Amma, which means the Kronis. Around the Mizbeach, in each corner, had a height of a little corner. Little thing that went up, and that was one amma by one amma. If you look at the pasuk says zeras ha'echad, because zeras a half amma meant from the midpoint of that keren it was zeras each way, which means an amma by an amma the keren was. That is also counted with five tefachim amma, and that Rashi speaks out the kronos loishna govehem loishna rochvam ba'amma ktana. Side of height and side of width was all in the amma ktana, small amma. Zegav mizbeach, zeh mizbeach hazav. That's mizbeach hazav is also works with the smaller amma. So it comes out, we're saying from the pasuk Yecheskel that even though in the whole shas we always go with six tvachim, all the time we always go with six tvachim amma, by these four things in the pasuk Yecheskel, which is amma soivev, the amma yesoid, the keren, and the mizbeach hazav, they all go with the smaller with the smaller Amma, and we spoke out, the Soid means the height, and the Soiva means the width, and the Kronos mean both, and Mizbeach Hazav also means the whole thing, always works with five Tfachim Ammas. Those work with five Tfachim Ammas. So back to the Braisa, according to Rava, the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel was explaining that just the Kalayim goes with six Tfachim Ammas like everything else, just it's bigger, why did it speak out Ammas Basisha again? Just to comment to La Fuke, these four things of the Beis Mikdash, which were five Tfachim Ammas. They were not the six Tfachim Ammas. So I think more about it. Omer Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, Omer Rav. Shi'urim chatzitzin u'mechitzin olacha Moshe Mesinai. All shi'urim in the Torah is olacha Moshe Mesinai, what the Gemara says. Shi'urim means like kezayis dam, or kezayis chaylev, kezayis pigel, all of the dinim shi'urim, that's all olacha Moshe Mesinai. Chatzitzim, which means the chatzitzah that passes by tvilo, is also olacha Moshe Mesinai. U'mechitza, all dinim mechitza, is also what the Gemara thinks right now means a 10 tfachim mechitza. That's also halacha l'mayish mesina. All those three things are halacha l'mayish mesina. Right, the Gemara, shiurim is tell me shiurim is halacha l'mayish mesina. Shiurim deraisi. Shiurim is a deraisa. It's a pasuk. The chesiv says in the pasuk, eretz chita usoira. It's pasuk last week. Parash ekev eretz chita usoira. This is the seven, the Shivas Aminim of Eretz Yisrael. So what does the pasuk come and tell us? All these seven minim are telling us shiurim. And the Gemara will go through all these minim. We had this in Gemara, Sechtes Brachos also. Chita, what's chita for? Like it's not. Like we learned in the Mishnah. Hanichnas beis hamenuga. Look is that we know that a mace is matam ba'ayal. There's another thing that's matam ba'ayal also. And that's a nega. That's a nega also matam ba'ayal. If you go into a house that's manuga, or even if you go into, it could be with a person's a nega in a house together. The loch is, hanichnas beis hamenuga, v'kelev aksefav, and you have your clothing on your shoulder, v'sandlo v'tavos v'yodov, and you're carrying your shoes, you're carrying your ring. Who v'heim tamei miyad? They're both tamei miyad. Why? Because v'anichnas ela, it says, anyone who comes to the house becomes tamei. So anyone who comes to the house becomes tamei. Bayis hamenuga, anyone who walks to the house becomes tamei. So therefore, even if you are holding the clothing, we'll see, only if you're holding the clothing, then you become tamei miyad, because that's all called a bia into the house. V'heim tamei miyad. If you're wearing your kelim, v'sadal v'ragav, you're wearing your shoes, v'tabayis v'esbayis, you're wearing your rings, who tamei miyad? He's tamei miyad. He's called. He went into the house. V'hein tahirim. They're tahir. Ad sheyishuk de'achilas pras. Until you wait kedeiras chilas pras. What's pshat in salacha? Because the pasuk says, va'oichel be'bayis yichabes es begadav. And we darish it in Torah's kanon. It doesn't mean mamish oichel. It doesn't mean you eat. It doesn't mean chil mamish. It means that if you wait kashir achila, then yichabes begadav. But a beer v'loy shehiya ain't a tamei begadav. But that didn't time of God, if you're wearing it. That's the time of God. So how you love is Kalev Sam Ragam Twice, but who told me yeah, the entire match you should be there for pras. But the clothing are tar until you wait in the house, the shear of Kadeachila's pras, the Kadeachila of a shear suda. What's the shear of which suda, what type of food are you eating that's the shear? Pas chitim le pas arim. That's the word chito dashing. Here's the word chito dashing. That has a pas chit le pas arim. It's wheat, it's bread made out of wheat and not out of barley. What's the pshat? You eat it quicker. It's better. It tastes better. So paschid eat quicker in a pasayrim. Mesev v'oichel, you're eating it leaning, which takes a little longer. Not when you're standing. When you're standing, you eat quicker. So it's a little longer. V'oichel lift on, you eat it together with something else, which makes it go quicker again. You eat it with a dip, so it makes it go quicker. So the first word in this pasuk, chita, is teaching us the sheer of how long you have to stay in a Beis HaManuga in order for your clothing to become tame. That is the word chita, that's what's teaching us. And the Gemara go through every word here, and that's Gemara's kasha, that shiurim is not a lachmashin, it's a pasuk. The pasuk chita teaches us the shir, how long you have to be in a house to become tame and mechaves v'gadav. What's sa'ira teaching us? Sa'ira, barley teaching us the tanan, etzem kesa'ira, a bone of a mace, metama b'maga u'b'masa, ve'ena metam v'oil. A bone of a mace is matama only magamas, but not ba'oil. Not ba'oil. This is we learned from this pasuk here that the sa'ira is a shear. The shear is only matama magamas, not ba'oil. And you're not matama ba'oil until you have either basar, you have meat, a kazayis meat, that's matama ba'oil, or even bones are possible to matama ba'oil. That's if you have a shedra, a gagailis, or roiv binyanoi, then it's enough to matama ba'oil. That's the second thing. So, Geffen. What's Geffen? He's like, Derevias Yayin Lenazah. So Rashi says, Derevias Yayin Lenazah means the Chayivai Malkus. So it's not really talking about a general shear. It's saying, if you drink wine for Nazah. So Taisa doesn't like this pshat. And if you look at Rashi and Mesechus Brachos, it doesn't say this pshat either. They say a different pshat than what Geffen is teaching us. Geffen is teaching us that the halacha is that a Nazah is not allowed to eat branches of a vine either. Now, how do you measure the shear of branches? So what you do is you put it into a cup and you displace the revias. So the positive teaching is you have to use wine for that because water is thinner than wine. Wine is denser, it's more dense, and it'll come out slower. It piles up on top of the cup, so you need a little more for revias yayin. That's what the Geffen is teaching us, that you should make the shear together with yayin. That's the Taisus learns, doesn't like Rashi's pshat so much. So that's the third thing, the pasuk. We had chita, soira, and geffen. Now we go vayta t'aina. What's the fig teaching us? That's groigros lo'sal shabbos. If v'chayif lo'sal shabbos, you have to have a sheer groigros. You have to carry that much. You carry less than that. You're not chayif for shabbos. What's Riemann teaching us? Because t'nan, kol kli balabatim, shirum kirimayinim. Kli balabatim means a kli of a store owner. A minute it gets a little hole, you can't sell it anymore. It's not worth anything because no one's buying a keli with a hole. But a Baal Bas who has a keli ready, gets a hole, he can't fit any more grapes or olives in there, okay, he'll put in it bigger things, put it in Remainim there. So therefore, as long as it can fit, you can still hold Remainim. The hole's not as big as a pomegranate, it'll still be useful, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. Tois says to him that for Kli Eitz, because he has a rise from other Gemaras, but to my Kli Eitz over here, that as long as it's not bigger than a Remain, the hole, it's still Metameh. So that's the Remain. Eretz Zeis Shemen. So what's Zayis teaching us? Eretz Shekol Shurei Kazaisim. It's the land that all the Shurim are Kazaisim. Pray Timar Kol Shurei Sakadayitach. We just said, V'haikani Dorim. We just said a bunch of different Shurim. Ela Eima Eretz Shurei Shurei Kazaisim. Most of the Shurim are Kazaisim. Like Rashi says, Echilas Chelev, Andam, Noisa, Pigel, Tomei, Nevela, Behemet Meya, Basa Meis. All these things are Kazaisim. What's the Vash? Vash means... Dash means tomorrow, which means dates. Dvash, because you serve as a Yom Kippurim, like a big date, that's the shear, which is bigger than Kazayas, that's the shear for eating Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is called Yisuve Daita, and therefore Yom Kippur has a bigger shear. But that's what Dvash is teaching us, the shear of Kasev as a Gasa. So, Adkan the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, how can you say Shi'urim? It's a Lachim Moshe Sinai. Svan Yom Rav Chiva, Asher Rav says, Shi'urim, Chatzitzim, Achitzim, Lachim Moshe Sinai. What do you mean Shi'urim is the Raisa? It's not a Darabonan, it's a first apostle. You're telling me this pasuk is saying the shurim? The pasuk doesn't have, it's a remez. The pasuk is talking about the shivas aminim, it's not the raisa. Ella hilchasaninu. And there is a girsa in the Gemara, Ella madera bonum. It's only madera bonum. And the cross, machta ba'amu. There's a girsa in madera bonum. Either way, it's a lakhma shashina because from the pasuk, only madera bonum. And the Rabbanon made a asmachta, but avada it's only the Rabbanon. The pasuk is not really the raisa, just asmachta. But the kumt lach mashusina tells this shurim because from the Torah we wouldn't know it by itself.